Benjamin is what links Joseph and what is the external aspects of the word, if you like, or the interior and the exterior aspects of the word. So coming back to that number that talks about the question that was raised about, you know, are the senses a reliable aspect for confirming truths? What's happening here is that if you think of the senses or the external man as the letter of the word, Benjamin as an understanding that's come through practice, and Joseph is what is really more interior, then what this is about in terms of bringing things down to the level of the senses to confirm is having the letter of the text read in a way that affirms these interior principles. So it's about aligning it with those. That's how it confirms. So affirmation or confirmation is about affirming what the Lord says is true is actually true, and allowing this the sense level to come under that, rather than the other way around, which is what often what we think. We think it's about, if we go from our senses and try and go inward, we can't get anywhere. So sensory affirmation is really about looking at things from higher principles so that they align and affirm them, as opposed to trying to get to higher things through lower things. So Benjamin holds, or is a representation, if you like, of truths that connect what is more interior with what is more exterior. So we have these truths that we learn when we come to the word and we draw a principle or a truth that we're going to work with. And we have a certain understanding of what that is. But as we practice it, we get illustration. And it moves into another quality of understanding that comes. And that's a more interior kind of truth. And that's what's represented by Benjamin, because what that kind of truth does, when you have that illustration from out of your life, it's able to connect what is more interior of the word to the letter, so that you no longer understand the letter in terms of person, place, time and space and historicals and all that sort of thing. The letter becomes the gate to seeing process. And the reason that that can happen is because there is the illustrative aspects that have come directly out of experience. And that's Benjamin that sits between and mediates those levels. You know, because it talks about understanding something from the lips intellectually, as opposed to at the level of the heart. And you can't make yourself believe from the heart. That's just a proprial trap. What you can do is practice what the Lord offers you through the word. And if you do that, then the heart comes to believe. It just flows out of that. So what we're given to do is to shun evil, to turn away from evil when we see it, because then good can flow. The opposite can be present. So we have to see from experience that what the word says is true is in fact true. That the truths that we understand and the experience are married. And, you know, Swedenborg points that out himself. He has the experience of being swamped by evils when the proprium is active, because without that experience, you can't know the freedom that the Lord offers through the word. Until you know what hellish freedom is, you can't know what heavenly freedom is.